Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Growth Beneath the Surface by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. Isaiah 40:8. Crisp, clear, and green as could be, a tulip emerged from the middle of the front lawn. Tulips are my oldest daughter's favorite flower, and over the years I've tried and failed multiple times to plant a successful tulip garden. The squirrels dug up the bulbs year after year and scattered them around the yard, only to reveal, come springtime, where they hid them. Today's verse reminds us, no matter how scattered we may feel, we find our ultimate peace in the Lord. The truth we sow into our hearts is as sturdy as a tulip bulb, which, no matter the weather or the relocation, finds a way to bloom each spring. As we get older and our physical bodies start to break down, the word we've planted in our hearts continues to bloom and multiply. The beautiful blooms can only be seen for a season, but the strength of the plant under the earth continues to strengthen and multiply. Let's pray. Father, I praise you for the spring flowers which bloom every year, and for the squirrels who place them in the places which surprise us, reminding us you have a sense of humor too, O God. Elohim, creator of all things and all of us, we give all glory to you for our lives and your purpose for them. As spring ushers in the beauty of blooms and the return of green grass and leaves returning to the trees, let it remind us of the new life you promise us in Christ. Father, we specifically take time today to pray for those in our lives who you've placed on purpose to draw them to you through us. Let us be rooted in your word firmly and ready to love others throughout the day, today and always. Every day your mercies are new, Lord. Though we may fail to plant a successful tulip garden, your work cannot be stopped. When we faithfully seek you in your word, we're ever growing daily. Though our progress may not look neat and tidy, maybe it looks more like the tulip bulb popping up in the middle of the front lawn, we can trust your purpose for our lives and the place you've called us to witness to. Let us be responsible with the people you've placed in our lives to love, Lord. And let our hearts beat first and foremost for you, Abba, Yahweh. We're amazed at the wisdom we're able to glean from your creation. When we gaze upon gardens of tulips this spring, let us remember the growth going on under the surface, the strengthening and multiplying going on throughout the entire year before the flowers bloom is more important than the beauty of the flower. Without the root work, the flowers would never be able to bloom. Father, let our hearts be like the roots of a tulip, a bulb full of truth which is strong through all seasons and blooms beautifully in your time. Let our lives be evidence of the truth Isaiah 40 verse 8 proclaims. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. When it becomes difficult for us to see you in our circumstances, Lord, remind us through your Holy Spirit living in us through Christ Jesus of your faithfulness. To whom can you compare God? Isaiah wrote in Isaiah 40, 18. Let our hearts be overwhelmed with the assurance of your work in our lives and your sovereign control over the world and everything and everyone in it. Father, you're patient with us, allowing us to grow and bloom in this world and in Christ onto the next. Help us to see life through your eyes, God. We pray to see other people the way you see them and to gaze upon ourselves as you gaze upon us. Let the truth of 1 Peter 1, 21 through 25 come to full fruition in our lives. Through Christ, you have come to trust in God, and you have placed your faith and hope in God because he raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth, so now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart. For you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever, because it comes from the eternal, living Word of God. As the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the Word of the Lord remains forever. And that Word is the good news that was preached to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.